What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this is the first episode of our birthday month. We both have our birthdays in March. So we decided that we were going to do two franchise episodes this month because we love doing the franchise episodes. We kept it limited to five movies or less for the franchise. So that kind of limited us a little bit. But one that I've always kind of wanted to talk about a little bit was Critters. So that's what I chose.
Solid choice.
Much to your chagrin, I think.
No.
No? All
No.
right. But before we talk about it, we'll kick off our news and booze. Actually, no. Let's hold off on that for a sec. Have you watched any of these movies before?
Yes, I've seen the first Critters before.
Okay.
It was a couple of years or Keep saying like 2022 is a couple of years ago, but no, it
4 years
was
ago.
like 4 years ago. How
Okay,
about
and
you?
that's the only one that you watched?
Yeah, that's the only one I've seen. Yeah.
Okay.
How about
Yeah, I've
you?
watched that one and Critters Attack because it just came out in like 2019, so
Oh, so you've seen that one before?
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I think it came out on Shudder, if I remember correctly.
Probably that's what the TV show is, so I would assume
Yeah.
so.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, I just wanted to know that. Now we'll kick off our news and booze. What are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a Kemphill Brewing Company Silo Haze NIPA. NIPA?
Nice. I am drinking a Kemphill Brewing Company's Kobass Pilsner.
Hey, I was gonna have that one, but chose
Our wives got together last weekend and they went to the Kemphill Brewery for lunch and they
one.
both bought us six packs.
Yeah.
I don't know about yours. I know you haven't drank it yet, but I'm drinking mine out of the can, and I feel like I can really taste the can, which I'm not a huge fan of, but otherwise it is good.
Yeah, that's fair.
I do have the amber on deck if I do feel like I want a
Yeah.
second one, but
Yeah.
see how that one goes. All right, besides these five Critters movies, what have you watched since we last talked?
Way too fucking much, so I'm
I
just
know
going to,
it's
yeah,
hard to fucking keep up with you.
it's ridiculous, honestly. Like I'm looking at my diary and like, okay, when what did we record last? Like had to scroll so fucking far down to the last time we recorded. I don't know, I just been in one of those stages, I guess. Like the first like 2.5 months, like really into reading a lot, and then just lately been, I don't know, into the movies. And obviously I think these franchise watches, you know, boost the numbers. And anyway, last four watch, so last one, watched One of Them Days is on my watch list. I think just like same with you, just added it because it was came out last year. Never even heard of it before in my life, and then I saw some people saying that it kind of not like is a Friday ripoff, but I can definitely see the comparison for sure. I thought it was fun. It was good fun movie. Watched Children of the Corn. As you know, I got the fucking Arrow Video, Jesus,
Oh, it's like, I don't know
subscription.
what's
I
happening right
know.
now.
I was looking at my Arrow Videos trying to remember what the fuck the name was. Arrow Video subscription. So I watched Children of the Corn. Been a while since seeing that movie, and that movie is just not good. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Then randomly watched Leprechaun in
It's
the
very random.
Hood. Same like you kind of told me. Prime keeps adding these like different subscriptions on Prime. And so Lionsgate has one. So I was like clicked on Lionsgate, and then for some reason Leprechaun in the Hood came up on like recommended to watch, and like it plays the clips from the movies, and it had a clip from the movie, and I was like, the movie's so stupid, but I saw it. I
All in
threw it
on it.
on and I was like, fuck it, it's been a while.
Yeah.
And then fourth movie is Only God Forgives. You kind of spurred that one. Been a while since I've seen it, and our Discord, not our Discord, well, one of the Kilt of the Redneck, they've been we talk about Ryan Gosling a lot, and everyone's kind of been watching his. Yeah, that's pretty
Nice.
much it that I'll mention. That was you.
For me, I watched Bobby. He hosted another watch party, so we did American Mary. I really fucking enjoy that movie, man. Like, it's really good.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen it, but I remember liking it.
And I was gonna go through and watch all the Transformers movies, but I don't know if I'm going to, because
Okay.
like I enjoyed it. Like, I watched the first one the other night, but like I enjoyed it still, but I know that they get worse, and I'm just like, I don't know if I want to fucking sit through that. And like, they're long ass movies too, so.
They are, yeah, because I didn't watch them all. It took me a while to get through them, but once you get to, like, it's been a while since I've seen, there's like the fourth or fifth one, and it's like almost 3 hours long. I'm like, it's, yeah, it's fucking.
Like, I'm pretty sure I liked Bumblebee, and I fucking loved Rise of the Beasts. Like, that one
Yeah, we
was
both did, yeah.
fucking sick. But yeah. As you've already said, I watched Only God Forgives. That was my first time watching it. It was good. It was weird. It was like one of Ryan Gosling's art house type movies.
Yeah, he has like 17 lines in the movie.
Yeah. It's kind of like Drive all over again.
Yeah, the score sounds like fucking Stranger Things.
Yeah, that's true actually. And then I randomly watched The Astronaut, which came out last year. It has
Okay, yeah.
Kate Mara in it. I don't know. It was all right. Took a weird turn at the end, but it was okay. That's all.
Nice.
Full disclosure, I forgot to look up any news, and I don't really think there is a whole lot anyways, so going
Okay.
to skip it. What do we got for 4Ks? Fail on both of us. It's March 12th, but yeah.
Release day.
Oh.
We got Somewhere in Time.
Christopher
The
Reeve? Whoa.
yeah. The Devil's Advocate, Blue Sunshine, Rango, and then Viridiana on Criterion.
That is a short fucking list.
Very.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, let's dive into this franchise discussion.
It.
All right. Like we said in the intro, we are doing the Critters franchise. This one spans from 1986 to 2019 with a total of 5 movies. The franchise rundown. This series is about a group of malevolent, carnivorous extraterrestrials called Krites, or better known as Critters, the term the franchise is associated with, that have the power to roll into balls similar to hedgehogs and form into a giant sphere that can roll across a landscape. The individual Krites resemble small animals that are furry and spiky with large mouths filled with rows of sharp teeth. Throughout the franchise, they eat anything in sight, including human beings, and the spikes on their backs can be launched as projectiles that render the victim unconscious. Krites come in black, brown, and navy blue, and in the first film, they were also able to grow to a much larger size, but this ability was dropped in later installments. So that's just the Wikipedia little rundown, but basically,
Yes.
like, these aliens crash land on Earth, and it's like they have the sole purpose of just reproducing and eating.
Yeah.
There's a team of bounty hunters in all of the movies that are just kind of their mission is to kill the crates.
Yeah, except for Critter's Attack.
Well,
No, sorry, let me finish.
okay, sorry.
So the Critters for Critters Attack, they don't have the ability to throw their spikes.
Critters attack, it happens at the end.
Yeah, so Critters 4, they don't have the ability to throw their spikes.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's in one of the
Yeah.
movies I saw it mentioned, and I didn't. I'm pretty sure it's Critters 4
Okay.
that they can't.
Because that was like their biggest thing, besides like eating people. All
Yeah, exactly.
right. For the directors, so Critters, which came out in 1986, we have Stephen Herrick. Critters 2, The Main Course from 1988 was Mick Garris. Critters 3 from 1991 was Christine Peterson. Critters 4 from 1992 was Rupert Harvey. And then fast forward 27 years to
Jesus.
Critters Attack,
Yeah.
and that was directed by Bobby Miller in two.
And that is considered a TV movie.
Yeah. There was a TV show that we mentioned earlier at the beginning. But you said it was only one season, right?
Yeah, and there's a couple shorts that were made as well. There's a Critter 6 from 2023 and Critters Bounty Hunter in
Okay.
2014.
Yeah.
But they're just like shorts, like 7 minutes.
Yeah. I could see this being a franchise that like stems more sequels further on in the future.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, it's an easy script to follow, and I don't know. They're a pretty simple design that I think they can in the future. One thing that I want to mention as well is the Chiodos brothers did the creature effects for this one. And they kept it all puppetry throughout all five movies, which I thought was really fucking cool. Because I was expecting Critters Attack to be like CGI, and it wasn't. They kept the puppetry, which I thought was awesome.
Which also Chiodo Bros spawned a band that we used to listen to back in the
Yes, they did.
day.
Yes, they did. For the cast, we do have a couple of recurring characters.
There's a couple, yes.
Yeah. Scott Grimes played Bradley Brown in parts 1 and 2. Dee Wallace played Helen in the first movie, and then Aunt Dee in Critters Attack. So completely different character. Terrence Mann played Ugg in the first four movies, so he was one of the bounty hunters. Don Keith Opper played Charlie in the first four. I really wish he would have made an appearance in the last one.
I
He'd
don't know.
be old as fuck now, I guess, though.
Yeah, you would, yeah.
27 years later. Well, Dee Wallace was in it. So. And then Lynn Shay was Sally in the first two.
Yes, and one of the cops, I think, came back a couple times too, I think.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I think he's in the first and second one. Because the first two take place in the same town. And then three takes.
Barry Corbin.
Right, yes, that's right. Coach Whitey. Yeah, the first two take place in the same town. The third one takes place in a city. Was it? What was it, New York? It was a city that was nearby the first town. And then four takes place on a fucking spaceship. And then Critters Attack. I don't know if there's any reference to the previous town in that one.
No,
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think it was just a whole new area.
Yeah.
Going back to the castle, I have a couple of honorable mentions. I'm assuming you do as well. All
Just one, I think, that I had.
right.
Obviously the big one, Critters 3, Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah, crazy.
This is a very early role. This, I think this is his first movie role, I think. Yeah. Because he's in a TV show before this, but
In Critters 2, I don't know if he was in the first Critters, but our boy Randy Spears, who I'm
Yeah.
pretty sure he was just the body. Like, you don't ever see his face. He's just the body, I think, of one of the bounty hunters, I think.
Yeah, okay.
And from the first Critters, we got our guy Billy Zane.
Yep. All right. Part four has two big ones. Angela Bassett
Yes.
and fucking Brad Dourif.
He looks so different in that movie too.
Right? Yeah, he really did. Like, he's got glasses, and I don't know, his face just seemed a lot more round than it did in the first Child's Play, where we really said he still got that voice, man. All right, so it's time to rank these movies. Normally, what we do is we say our favorite, and then we say our least favorite, and then we rank the movies. I feel like that's kind of redundant because we're gonna get our favorite and least favorite in the rankings. Do you?
Want us to do like five, and then you say your fifth and go back and forth?
Yeah. And then we can discuss why whichever one is our least and why which one's our favorite. Okay. So what is your least favorite?
My least favorite is Critters 4. I don't know if we're saying the ratings right now or saving it for later.
Oh, we can say them now, yeah. Each individual one.
So Critters 4, I gave a 0.5 out of 5.
Okay, that's fair. For me, Critters 4 is also my least favorite. I was a little nicer. I gave it a 1 out of 5. But yeah, definitely not a great movie.
My number 4 is Critters 3. I gave it a 1 out of 5.
My number 4 was Critters Attack, and I gave it a 1.5.
My number 3 is Critters 2,
Okay.
and I gave it a 2.5 out of 5.
My number 3 was Critters 3, and I gave it a 2 out of 5.
My number 2 was Critters Attack. And
Wow.
I, yeah.
Okay.
And I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Shit. Damn. Okay. My number 2 was Critters 2, and I gave it a 2.5 out of 5.
And my favorite is the original Critters. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Obviously, my number 1 was also the OG, and I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. You gave these a lot better scores than I was expecting.
Some of them,
Yeah, 'cause yeah, I was not expecting some of those scores. That's shit. Cool. All right, so why was Critters 4 your least favorite movie?
I feel okay for one. Well, I texted you. I try not to message or like talk about the movies like with you
Yeah.
like beforehand, but sometimes this is fucking hard because like I text you, I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, like what the fuck is going on with this movie? Like,
Yeah.
it's the movie's like 1 hour and 20 minutes, whatever, and it's in space. It's fine, like it's all right, but like for 45 minutes, nothing is happening in the movie at all. Like, it's just terrible acting. You don't see any critters until like 45 minutes into the movie. And even when you do, like, they're not doing anything. You barely see them. They're just sitting in a room. There's barely any kills that you see, or even kills at all. And like, they just think it's terrible. The plot is stupid. Like,
Yeah.
Charlie's an idiot in it. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, I just didn't have a good time in it with it. And has two amazing actors, like Dourif and Bassett, obviously, like one of their first roles. But what about you?
That's fair. I don't know. I can't really add anything to that. It's a really weird plot line. Like, I like the idea of it being in space because the critters come from space, but like you said, you don't see them until 45 minutes into the movie, and even then, whenever you do, they're barely even there. It's mostly like a drama between the crew of this spaceship. 'Cause like their captain is a piece of shit, and like it's basically him versus his crew. Nobody likes him, and he's trying to like get more money out of, 'cause Ugg that's in this one, he's kind of like a,
Bad
he's a
guy,
higher
kind
up.
of.
Well, he's, yeah, he's like a bad guy, and he's like higher up in this company called Terracor. So he hires them to go to this, I don't think he knew it was abandoned. Maybe he didn't know it was abandoned. I don't know. Spacecraft. And like the captain of the ship is just trying to get more money out of it, and they're all because of that. I don't know. It's just a, it was a weird plot line. It took a weird turn in the franchise. And it wasn't very enjoyable.
Like, all these movies are considered horror comedies.
Yeah.
And this movie, I felt like, was trying way too hard to be a parody of Alien.
That's a okay. Yeah, that's a good
Like,
point.
whenever, I forget the character's name, but the young kid, when he's like on the ship and he talks to like the mother or whatever of the ship,
Yeah.
and the mother does the opposite of what he says.
Yeah.
And then the movie's run away from like Ugg and the bounty hunters. He like says, "Hey, mother, don't close door whatever in sector whatever," and then the door
Yeah.
closes. So like I felt like, and then like one of the guys like goes into the room and like tries to steal everything and then gets killed. So I feel like it was trying to be like a parody of Alien, I think, a little bit of Star Wars in there too,
Yeah.
with the garbage, and I just poor, terrible writing.
All right. So, what did you like so much about the original Critters?
So Critters 1 and 2, I didn't have, well, in this franchise, I didn't, for the first and second movie, I didn't have any thought whatsoever of this is a Gremlins ripoff.
Okay.
Until we got to Critters 3 and 4, then I was like, and even Critters Attack a little bit, kind of like Gremlins 2, the new batch a little bit, with the female in there, or kind of like the Gizmo, I guess, right?
Yeah.
But Critters 1 and 2, like, I didn't really have the thought of this is ripping off Gremlins. I had no thought of that. The first Critters is, the kills are awesome, the characters are fun. I thought the acting was pretty good. I think Michael Bay co-produced this movie. And like with the one critter like getting bigger, the two bounty hunters we see in this is like really funny. Like the one guy, they have to like the person they like imitate, they have to like, I guess, accept them or something like that, because the one guy can't get anyone to give them his
Yeah.
body and like gets like a dead guy. And then so it's just a really fun movie, and like the critters were hilarious in this. Like Bettina was like, wasn't watching with me, but she like kept watching. Like the one point whenever there's two critters on like the front porch, and then the one is like, oh, he has a gun, and he's like, one's like, ah, oh, who cares, and the one gets like blown to bits. One was like, just like, fuck. Need to laugh so hard at that, but yeah, it's just a fun movie. So, how about you?
I agree. It is a really fun movie, and I think it did a really good job at kickstarting this franchise. And yeah, like people will always say that the basis of this movie is a ripoff of Gremlins, but I agree with you. Like, I feel like it is its own movie, but then like you mentioned in Critters 3, like we get the scenes in the kitchen where they're like having a food fight and they're just like eating all this food and then like throwing shit at each other. And that's where it kind of takes the turn of the Gremlins, because like we have that pretty much exact scene in Gremlins. But I don't know. Yeah. I think the Critters are a really good character. And yeah, they're fucking hilarious a lot of the time.
And this movie did remind me a lot of Close Encounters a little bit.
Okay.
with like Charlie's character, and like when he's on his bike and he feels like in his teeth that like he can hear one of the aliens are close, and then like he's on his bike and sees a spaceship go over, like
Yeah.
just reminded me of Close Encounters a lot.
Yeah. I like the character arc of Charlie, right? Because he's a little dumb. His only friend is Bradley, who is like what, fucking 13, 14 years old. And Charlie works on their family farm, but he's also an alcoholic.
He likes his
So
whiskey.
he likes his whiskey. And then like by the end of the movie, he becomes a fucking bounty hunter for the rest of the franchise. So it's such a wild ass character arc, but I really enjoyed the camaraderie between him and Bradley, and also like between him and Ugg, because he finally has an adult that's like his friend he considers. So I don't know. I enjoyed that character arc.
I think especially in the second movie as well too, right?
Yeah. All right, how does this franchise rank among other horror franchises for you?
For like horror comedies and kind of this style, I think pretty up there, I think. Like I think this is not one that people will run and watch or one that comes to people's mind, but it's just a fun kind of family friendly-ish kind of.
Almost.
Like I think you could almost show this to your kid, like depending on the age, maybe like into getting into horror, I think.
Yeah.
There's not really like any really sex or like language, like it's pretty tame. And the kills are pretty awesome. I think four is a wash. I think I would never watch that movie again. But
Yeah.
the rest of the movies, I think I would watch. Even Critters 3, I didn't enjoy it, but it doesn't mean that there wasn't parts of it I liked. So, how about you?
I wouldn't say it's high on my list, but there are a lot of enjoyable moments and enjoyable movies as a whole. I don't know, it's like mid-tier for me, I guess. Like it's not too high, but it's not the worst franchise or movies that I've watched. And it's one of those B movie franchises that are just so fun to watch, even though the movies aren't great. They're just super fun to watch. I agree with you though, like Critters 4, I think it can just be thrown in the trash. I have no desire to rewatch that one. But yeah, I don't know. It is an enjoyable franchise, even though the ratings aren't the greatest.
And like I think that movies from the 80s, I think we appreciate more. They're not always the best, but I think even just having the practical effects just make it that much more enjoyable.
Yeah.
And they kept that throughout the whole franchise, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said before too, like they almost kept every movie true to the first movie. Like except four. We'll just fucking take four out of it. They keep like all the other four movies, they kind of kept it pretty well in tune with the first. And that doesn't rare like that rarely happens. Plus like we've already mentioned too, like the whole puppetry thing, I think it's amazing that they kept it as that, because Critters Attack in 2019 could have easily switched it up and gone CGI and just made it look like shit, but they kept them, and they didn't change the look of the critters either.
No, just not really. No.
Like there was some like little tweaks here and there to make them look a little bit different, but they stayed true to form. Except for the female one in Critters Attack. That was just fucking.
Yeah, and like in Critters 3, I think they introduce like they have a few that have distinct looks. Like I think
Yeah.
in Critters 3 and Critters Attack, they have one that has like a white piece of hair, kind of like Spike from Gremlins,
Yeah.
right? So,
And then Ian's favorite bald Larry.
dude, when that scene happened in Critters 2, oh man, I was laughing so hard. Just gets
Yeah.
a fucking shotgun to the top of the head and blows his hair off. So stupid.
I fucking skull it for the rest of the
Yeah, seriously.
time. All
Oh, fuck.
right, how do the critters rank among other killers in movies for you? So, I mean, I did this as like other creature features.
Yeah. I would say like Critters 1 and 2, it seems like they are trying to kill people. The rest of the movies, it's kind of like that Gremlins vibe where like they're there, but they aren't like going on a full-on attack. Like Critters 1 and 2, we see them doing the fucking rolling, and then Critters 2, they get into that big ass ball. Watch the Critters attack, they do the same thing too,
Yeah.
but like 3 and 4 just doesn't seem like they're really killing people, right? Or going after them. They're just kind of, yeah. So I think they're definitely are dangerous, but I think they're easily you can kill them easily, I think. It's just the numbers game, I think.
I honestly, in terms of creature killers, I think they kind of rank fairly high for me. Because like they work together. They hide, they jump down on you, they'll fucking attack you from all angles, up, down, left, right, behind you, in front of you, it doesn't matter. They'll get you from anywhere. So that's one thing I like about them is because they're so small that they can just kind of hide out in the rafters and shit. Like there's so many times where they jump down from a fucking ceiling and attack people's shoulders. It seems like the shoulder was like their main target. But yeah, like, and like you said, it's just a vast number of them, right? So you go into a room and there's like six or seven of them, you're fucked. Because they attack you like little fucking velociraptors.
And like the first ones in the first movie, there's only like six of them. But they're like dangerous, right? They're crazy.
So yeah, I don't know. And they're fun to watch, so
Yeah,
I'd put
definitely.
them up. All right, do you have anything else before we talk about our full rating of the franchise?
I'm talking about Critters Attack. So this movie surprised me, honestly. This is one of those movies where it's like that meme, like, oh, you had me in the first half. Like, 40 minutes into the movie, I was like, this movie's so fucking dumb. It's a terrible TV movie. But then, like, once they find the female critter or crite, and then it gets into like the kills, and it really, I was surprised of how much I liked the latter half of it. And then to bring in D. Wallace, silly, but I mean, it's kind of cool. She just plays kind of like the bounty hunter-ish person. And I like some of the kills in it, like the cop when he's in the cop car and like puts a siren on and then like blows up the one, and then he's like, and then the one's like underneath his car, like biting the fucking siren to get rid of it. And then like at the end of the movie, whenever D is like to like the female Krait, she's like, oh, you're here to stop them, all the males, from taking over Earth. And it's like, yeah. So I don't know, I just was surprised by that movie.
I'm in the same boat as you are with like the first 40 minutes, and like I did not like the characters in this movie. Like I didn't like the kids. I thought
Oh, they
Drea was
were, yeah, they're, yeah, I didn't like them either.
just horribly written teenagers, and it just, I don't know. I mean, there was parts that were enjoyable. Like I didn't hate the movie. All right. How did you rate the franchise as a whole then? Like, what was your overall score?
I mean, add them all together.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just do that real quick. You tell me yours.
All right. So my franchise rating is a 2.1 out of 5. That's adding them all up and dividing them by 5, obviously. I said, although it is a low score for the franchise as a whole, there was a lot of enjoyable moments in almost all of the movies. The story started off crazy, and then it somehow got even more crazy as the franchise progressed. I've already talked about it, but I think the Chiodo brothers did a fucking great job with the creature effects, and they need to be applauded for keeping the designs pretty fluid throughout the franchise. I don't hate the franchise, but there was definitely some stinkers. And yeah, Yeah, I just go on to talk about why I didn't like four, but we've already talked about that.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not a great rating, but these are all movies, save for Critters 4, that I will watch again in the future. And I did have a really enjoyable time with it. And realistically, like, my scores could probably go up on
Yeah.
subsequent watches. But in the here and now, 2.1 out of 5. And I recommend someone or people go and watch the whole franchise. So this is the first time for both of us that we watched the entire thing. So, all right.
Yeah, I'm not too far ahead of you. I'm at a 2.2 out of 5.
Okay.
So pretty close, but pretty much what you said, like not great franchise, but there is really good things about this franchise that I think is worth checking out. Yeah, so
Okay. You guys know our scores. We're going over to Rotten Tomatoes, where, yikes, Critters, the original, critics gave it a 52% on 52 reviews. So, I mean, not horrible. And I did read that Siskel and Ebert gave this movie two thumbs up, which is fucking wild. To me, because this is not one of their movies, but I mean, they enjoyed it. The audience score was a 45% on 50,000 ratings and an average score of 3.2 out of 5, or a 4 out of 10. Critters 2 was a 31% on 13 reviews. Audience was a 37% on 10,000 ratings and an average score of 3 out of 5, or a 6 out of 10. So it's not bad. Critters 3 has a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. Now, the saving grace to that is that's only on 7 reviews.
Only seven, eh?
Yeah. So that just means that 7 people didn't like it. So, I
Yeah.
mean, it's a little, I don't know,
Flawed.
flawed. Yeah. Which Rotten Tomatoes always is. But, anyways, the audience gave it a 24%. On 10,000 ratings, an average score of 2.5 out of 5, or a 5 out of 10. Critters 4 had no critics rating. The audience gave it an 18%, also on 10,000 ratings, and an average score of 2.2 out of 5, or a 4.4 out of 10. And Critters Attack, critics gave it a 41% on 17 reviews. The audience gave it a 26% on 50 ratings and an average score of 2.3 out of 5, or a 4.6 out of 10.
Damn.
Yeah, so not a whole lot of ratings on any of these movies, but are you surprised by any of these scores? Or is it
Not
pretty par for
really.
the course?
Yeah.
The 0%, even though it is on, it's only on 7 ratings.
Yeah,
I'm surprised
exactly.
it's that low, obviously, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Do you have the letterbox scores?
So Critters has a 3.0 out of 5. Critters 2 also has a 3.0 out of 5.
Okay.
Critters 3 has a 2.4 out of 5. That's on 21,000
It's not bad.
ratings. Critters 4 has a 2.1 out of 5. That's on 13,000. And Critters Attack has a 2 out of 5, but only 6,100 people have
Okay.
watched that movie.
All right. So it's
Yeah.
lower than Critters 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can move on to the body bag.
Yes.
All right. The kill count across this franchise, there's 29 human deaths and 1,697 critter deaths,
Damn.
according to Dead Meat.
Okay.
So critters had four. I'm only going to worry about the human deaths. Critters had four deaths. Critters 2 had five. Critters 3, with the lowest number, had two. Critters 4, which is surprising to me, had seven. So the second highest.
I guess the bounty hunters and shit got killed too, right?
Yeah. But I mean, considering we didn't see a Krait until fucking halfway through the
True.
movie.
Yeah.
And then Critters Attack had the most with 11 deaths. So now that we have that, what was your favorite death in the franchise?
My favorite death in the franchise was from Critters Attack.
Have the same
We
one.
get, probably not, maybe, we get a character in the movie. He was like a Mr. Miyagi kind of type guy. And he comes face to face with the Krait and just breaks out this fucking blade sword thing and just chops out his like face off, like right at his head. And I thought that was the best one.
Nice. All right. So you went with a critter death.
Yes.
All right, that's fair. My favorite is also from Critters Attack, but I did Greg's death because he got fucking Indiana Jones rolled over with that fucking giant ass critter ball.
I love before that too, whenever they're like talking and he's like, "Oh, I'm fucking on the football team. I
Yeah.
got whatever." Hit that.
Fucking tarps off and he's on the prowl. He lasts a whole fucking 5 seconds outside. Yeah, I just thought it was really funny.
Not
All right. What's your scare rating for the franchise?
a scary franchise at all. So I'll go with the 2 out of 10. Some good kills, a little bit of gore, but nothing crazy.
Right. What was the scariest movie in the franchise for you?
I'd say, like, I guess the first one, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, there's a couple creepy scenes in it. You don't really see the big guy that much, but you see like parts of his body, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll go with that.
All right. And do you think you would survive a critter attack?
I think so, for sure.
Okay.
Because, like, even like when the spikes get like in them, like this easily pull them out so easy and then they're fine. So like,
Yeah.
you know, yeah.
All right. That's fair. For my scare rating, I gave the franchise a 2 out of 10. Just it said it's more of a horror comedy, but I mean the Krites can be kind of scary. Like just the look of them. But yeah, overall it's not a very scary franchise, but there's some moments. I also said the original for the scariest movie in the franchise, just like it's the first time seeing them. And you don't really know what they're capable of until they start really attacking people. And it's just, I don't know, there's a couple of like, oh shit moments in this movie. So it's, I don't know. In the following movies, you kind of just, you know what they're gonna do, how they're gonna attack. So would I survive? I said I didn't think I would, because these guys are coming all over the place. If I'm in a hallway with like fucking 10 of them, I think I'm fucked, and they mostly do attack in packs, so it would be hard.
Fair enough. All you need is Aunt D to come save you.
That
Oh
was quite the gun she had.
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. All right, was there anything else that you wanted to talk about before we wrap this one up?
Real quick, like in the second movie, we see the bounty hunters. Well, we see what's his Steel? What's the guy's name? Guy the Ugg. Like takes over the fucking, he's in it like throughout the whole movie, but I thought, well, the second one you see like this fucking gorgeous girl with big tits, but I thought like it would have been funny to see like the other person like take over like different celebrities or like have like different cameos, I think would have been cool.
That would have been fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. There's any directors listening and you're gonna remake
Yeah.
these movies. There you go. Get some big name actors in there. That would be actually really fun.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
We didn't really talk about it too much, but one of my biggest gripes with Critters Attack was the whole the Queen Critter or the Queen
Okay.
Krait.
Yeah.
Did you like that subplot?
I didn't hate it.
I guess it'd be more of a plot.
I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. I thought it was in so stupid whenever, like, they go on the walk and then the little girl sees this fucking thing. It's like, oh, it's an animal. It's like, clearly this thing's fucking, not from here. So, but yeah. So, no, I didn't really. I thought it was different, but.
I don't know. I don't know what made them go that direction. And like, why is the queen of the Krites like coming to Earth to save Earth? Like, why does she give a fuck? And like, if she does have like, because like, she is stronger than all the males. She fucks them up. Like, there's one scene where we see, and like, because the whole time she's white and gray, and like, they kind of give her like a, I don't know how they tried with the female gremlin too, right? Like, they make her look, try and make her look beautiful. You know what I mean? Like, it almost looks like she has makeup on. And her eyes, all the other Krites, their eyes are glowing red. Hers aren't until this one scene in a hallway, and her eyes start to glow red, and then her claws extend out, and she just fucks all these things up. And it's just like, if she's as strong as she's being portrayed in this movie, why does she not have pull with these male Krites like on their planet? Why do they have to come to Earth? Why did she have to follow them? It's just, I don't know. It didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And that was kind of what my big gripe was with that movie and why it ranked so low.
Fair enough.
Anyways. All right. That's it.
That's it.
Okay. We can wrap it up. What is your pick for our next franchise?
So our next franchise is a franchise I'd never heard of before. So obviously never seen any of the movies. I don't think you've seen any of them either. So, but there's only four in the franchise. So we'll be talking about the Wishmaster
Oh shit, nice.
franchise.
Okay.
Yes.
I've watched the first one.
Okay. I've heard it has some pretty good body horror in it, so because could be some fun kills, I think.
All right. That was not on the short list that you gave me a couple weeks ago. I wasn't expecting that.
It was actually.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did you put it on there? Okay, I don't
I'm pretty
remember.
sure I did. Anyway, but yeah,
But
dude.
yeah, no, that's a good pick. I like that. Sweet. All right. Yeah, thanks for listening to this episode. If you are listening and you do have a franchise that you think we should cover, because honestly, man, I have so much fun doing these episodes, like just preparing for these episodes, and like it's a really fun time. It's more work, obviously, preparing for it and everything, but it's just, I don't know, it's fun.
It is,
So yeah, if any of our listeners, if you have a franchise that you think we should do, fucking shoot us a message. Let us know. What have we done? So we've done Sleepaway Camp, we've done Final Destination, we've done Phantasm, we've done Critters now. We have more.
Let me look at their.
Because we've talked about it before.
We did Hannibal, obviously.
Right, yeah.
We had VHS.
Right. Jesus, those are two fucking pretty fresh ones.
Wrong Turn. Scream franchise.
We didn't do a franchise episode, but we've done,
No.
yeah,
Yeah. We
we
haven't
did
done
a whole.
Scream 6 actually yet. I think that's it.
So yeah, outside of
But
those,
yeah.
give us some.
Yeah.
But yeah, all right. Yeah, if you want to catch us on social media, you can find us at A Podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And if you click the link in our bio, you'll see links to our TeePublic account where we have our merch, link to our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. And there's links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and you can listen to us. Thanks for listening to this one.
Yes,
Come
and
back in 2 weeks for Wishmaster.
yep. See you then.
Bye.
Thank you.